From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California has opened federally supported mass vaccination sites in Oakland and Los Angeles that are intended to bring inoculations to communities that are disproportionately hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. The sites opened today in East Oakland at the Coliseum and down south at California State University, Los Angeles. Each is expected to be able to administer 6,000 vaccinations a day by the end of the week. Each will also have mobile units that can head out into communities. Down at Cal State LA, groups of cars pull up to tents manned by military personnel, and people are also able to arrive on foot or by public transportation. A two-day vaccination clinic at San Francisco International Airport will provide drive-through COVID-19 vaccinations for all San Mateo County residents who are 65 years old and older, regardless of their insurance status. The clinic takes place tomorrow and Friday at the SFO long-term parking garage on Airport Boulevard. Appointments will be available at 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow and 9 a.m. to noon on Friday. If you're in the 65 and older age group, you can sign up for an appointment through a link at KALW's community resource page at kalw.org. Walk-up registration is not available, and people who do not meet eligibility criteria will be turned away or have their appointments canceled, according to the county. Now, a county spokesperson said San Mateo anticipates that 12,000 residents will have been vaccinated at that SFO clinic by the end of Friday. As of Monday, nearly 110,000 county residents have received at least the first dose of the vaccine. That represents about a sixth of the individuals who are 16 years old and older in the county. Vaccination for the next eligible groups in San Mateo County will start next Monday. That includes teachers, childcare workers, farm workers, and first responders. We've got more news online at KALW.org, and check in at KALW on Facebook and Twitter for the latest regional, national, and international news. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.